We begin today in Denmark, which could be on the verge of reintroducing coronavirus restrictions. Cases in Denmark are surging, with nearly 1,900 new infections recorded on Wednesday, and that's 6 weeks since all COVID restrictions were lifted. And to give you an idea, the population of Denmark is around 6 million people, so 1,900 new infections were recorded on Wednesday. Close to 87% of all Danes aged 12 and over are fully vaccinated. But the health minister this week called for more of the population to get their shots as pressure on the hospital system grows. Now, while there are some differences in the approach taken here in Australia, it's an interesting reminder that even with high vaccination rates, the virus can and will continue to spread. Fleming Conradson is a professor of global environmental health at the University of Copenhagen. Dr. Conradson, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
The cases seem to be rising rapidly. Is that surprising given just how high the vaccination rate is in Denmark?
We knew it would increase, but yeah, it's probably a bit surprising that it's increasing so early. We had expected this would be closer to winter time. So we are a bit surprised, but fortunately, the number of patients being admitted, new patients to hospitals, and also death is a little less dramatic as compared to the increase in cases.
So, Dr. Conradson, what's your view? What's going on?
Yeah, we certainly see an increase in the age group 6 to 14, where primarily that group is non-immunized, non-vaccinated. And we also see across other age groups an increase. We see that people, if they are vaccinated, they are not going for testing because you believe that you are fully protected. But we do, of course, know that the vaccines are only partly, although to a large extent, protective. But they are mainly protective against severe disease manifestations. You can still get infected and pass on infection, although you're immunized. So testing has gone down because people feel safe when they are immunized. So that's part of the problem, that all restrictions are lifted, we are back to normal, but the Delta variant that are making up most of the cases can still circulate widely, and testing has gone down, so our ability to identify cases has been reduced.
Do you think that Denmark lifted its restrictions too soon, or is it too early to tell?
No, I think that probably made sense at the time, and still, I think we are just have to be constantly aware that we have to keep vaccination very high, higher than what we had expected some months ago. 80% of the adult population is probably not enough. We have to reach closer to 90% of the adult population. In our case, any member of our community above the age of 12, we are aiming for mid-80s or even as high as a 90% coverage. And if we don't achieve that, we can expect some pressure on the healthcare services.
Do you think it is achievable in Denmark to get up to that really high level?
Yeah, not above 90%, but we are pushing and hoping, but it goes very slow. With the newly vaccinated every day is very low. So it's certain socioeconomic, certain geographies, certain occupations that now have to be in focus through very engaging communication strategies. So I'm not sure we can make 90, but we are pushing for very close. And then, of course, we have to be, the booster program is now being rolled out the past four weeks, and achieving a booster among the elderly people in care facilities. That's number one priority. And of course, healthcare personnel. And there we have achieved almost 100% coverage, 97% among elderly above the age of 75. So that's what is important to protect the healthcare services.
Fleming, you were talking earlier about young people and teenagers and quite high infection rates there. If you were to take us into a school in Denmark, what does it look like in terms of mask wearing and other precautions? What's it been like at school?
There's no attempts to reduce spread of infection. So there's been a lot of debate whether or not there should be reintroduced certain controls in schools, but for education, mental health, social well-being, that is not likely to take place. We may see significant more testing and being pushing a lot for more testing. And even that could be staff at kindergartens, nurseries, primary schools. But we are trying to keep the small children who are not vaccinated below the age of 12 free from everyday life where there are too many restrictions. Of course, a major scare now is that we'll have a major flu pandemic. We have seen increases of that, and that combined with COVID-19 could, of course, put pressure on the healthcare services. But Elsa, is generally an acceptance that COVID-19 is here to stay. We have to learn to live with the disease, and we have to protect the most vulnerable, but we have to accept a certain level of disease transmission.
What do you think the rest of the world can learn from what's happening in Denmark as we watch on at the moment, Fleming?
Yeah, I think you need a hard but open, transparent discussion about how politically and as a population you can deal with these cases, and what is your indicator? Is it hospitalization? Is it death? Is it number of cases by a certain population? What are the best indicator for when and how to intervene? And then, of course, you need smart interventions, much more targeted, much more refined interventions based on constantly developed new evidence. This blanket lockdown, I don't think, at least in Denmark, we can stomach that unless there will be a really significant increase in hospitalization. I think we are more or less getting into a mode of somehow having to live with this new virus.
And what about the psychology of this? You were talking before, Fleming, about people who have been vaccinated not coming forward to get tested. How do you think you tackle that?
Yeah, I think in our effort to promote vaccines, we have, to some extent, I don't think they're necessarily oversold, but in the way you communicate, it has been to some extent communicated, as long as you are vaccinated, life is open to you. You can do whatever you want. And now we have to move into another avenue of communication, which goes along the line. If you work in a hospital or a nursing home, or you are entering a certain nightclub or big music event, maybe although you are vaccinated, you still have to be tested. And also at the same time communicate, you don't go to work, you don't go to school. When you have symptoms that's similar to COVID-19, you got to get tested first, irrespective of your vaccination status. So it is a little more refined communication and a more open discussion about to what extent vaccines protect. They have done wonders in Denmark. We have seen not a major increase in death, and that is due to vaccines protecting against severe disease. But of course, you can still get infected and pass on disease, and that's what we have to communicate. And for that reason, you need to be concerned about distance and stay away from other people when you have symptoms and get tested.
Dr. Conradson, thank you for joining us again on Breakfast. We appreciate it.
Have a nice day.
That's Dr. Fleming Conradson, Professor of Global Environmental Health at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark.